Welcome to another Journey podcast. Hi, welcome. Sorry, I'm getting a little comfortable here in my seat. Today I'm going to talk about DMT, ayahuasca, mushrooms, LSD, acid, whatever, psychedelics in general. What are they? What are psychedelics? Well, I guess an easy way to put it is they're substances, illegal in most countries, you take in order to see shit that you normally don't see. And the question, I guess the ultimate question is, where is this stuff that people are seeing coming from? Does it come from the subconscious? Is it like some kind of manifestation? Or is it just something else? Access to another dimension or another realm or something else? Like LSD, for example, takes everyday ordinary things that you look at. And now let me just make this clear. I know that every experience is unique and different, and some people maybe do have more of an experience than, let's say, normal, or just somebody who maybe, you know, like, for example, maybe somebody has a spiritual experience on LSD and some people don't, but I'm just talking about in general. So in general, LSD, acid, takes ordinary objects such as lights, for example, and changes kind of the wavelength of them, or or your hand. You look at your hand and you start to see tracers, like stuff like that. That's kind of what LSD does. Mushrooms. Mushrooms, on the other hand, depending on the quantity you take, you can see all kinds of stuff. One time I was on mushrooms and the earth looked like it was breathing. Someone I was with thought they were a fairy, a female I was with. And another time I was on mushrooms, I got all emotional. Like, I kind of got arguments with friends, and then at the same time, like, same conversation, which seemed like it lasted for hours and probably did. My friend was like my best friend. I love this person, and then all of a sudden you get into deeper rooted things where you start talking about how they treat you, or, you know, and so mushrooms got a kind of a wide range of things. But those are my psychedelic experiences. I've only done acid a few times and mushrooms a few times as well. But I've been around people who've been on psychedelics, and, it seems like fun until you hear that one story or that one thing that somebody says that scares the crap out of you because they think they're going to die, or they see evil things or evil things happen, and then it, like, scares people away from taking them. And that, I guess, leads to ayahuasca or DMT, which DMT, dimethyltryptamine, is a psychedelic that takes you beyond. Most people who take it and who have a breakthrough, which is out-of-body experience, astral projection type experience, they take DMT or ayahuasca, and they leave their body and they're somewhere else. Some kind of spirit realm or other realm. It's okay, so I'm reading a book called DMT, the Spirit Molecule. A scientist, Rick Strassman, did a very comprehensive, in-depth study of DMT. Very scientific. He got volunteers. He tried to get as many people who were experienced as possible. Apologize for the chirping. Birds are out. It was raining, but it stopped. And I don't know. Anyway, if you hear chirping, it's birds. It stopped again. But he took a wide range of people with experience in psychedelics. He thought it would be better this way, that way. You know, people with more experience would kind of, you know, he felt would give better results. And what he found out was that in certain amounts given DMT, and he gave it to people intramuscularly or by injection, you know, and or intravenously, mostly intravenously. And the people who had the most I don't know what word to describe it, I guess. It's just the most intense experiences were through intravenous. I think the breakthrough amount was 0.4 milligrams per kilogram. And I'm pretty sure that 0.4 milligrams per kilogram of body weight were, and people who left and they didn't leave, they're physically there, but their mind, they like left for a certain amount of time, anywhere from 10 minutes to I think 37 minutes was the longest one, where and then when they got back, they would tell the story of what happened to them. And all these people were coming back with these stories of just, oh, just, I mean, people were going into space or going into inner different dimensions. And I guess you can, like Joe Rogan or anyone from Joe Rogan to Terrence McKenna who have done psychedelics will tell you, yeah, this is what happens. They see these like spirits or, and there's, so there's probably about 6 or 7 different common ones, which are like clowns and jesters. Snakes is one. Elves and fairies is another one, and there's all these different ones where they go into this other realm and talk and have experiences, and sometimes where they're having the experience, they speak English or they speak words, and sometimes it's all mental. And these people are having these strange things occur to them. Like, for example, one guy in the book had a DMT experience where he experienced like these insect beings. And then he made love to the insect beings, but not in a way that humans do. You know, he said it was a sexual experience, but it wasn't sex per se. It was like intertwining with these insect beings. And it was as if he made love to them, which is, you know, real unusual. And then a girl, she said she went into this place where she felt it was like she was in this waiting room for reincarnation. And people have these just insane out-of-body experiences. So, what is going on here? Are people having these experiences? Are these subconscious manifestations? Is it the drug? Is it this DMT, putting these thoughts into people's mind? I mean, I haven't finished the book, but from what I'm getting is he was not a believer at first, Dr. Strassman. And the deeper he got into the study after years, he realized that maybe there is something to what these people are saying. Because when people come back from these experiences, what they're telling him is that this stuff really happened. That it's not a hallucination, or it's not a manifestation of the subconscious. They're coming back saying this really happened. This is not something to take lightly, that this has really happened, and they're going into this other realms, and including like one guy was saying that when he entered into this other realm, there were like someone had a computer and all these workers, and he knew that one guy was the boss and there was like all these other guys, and when he broke through, the boss guy said, "He's here. Let's get to work." You know, like, what's up with that? Like, and I guess, they tried to communicate with this guy, and I guess they were having trouble communicating, and he couldn't get what he was supposed to find or figure out of this experience. But for whatever reason, they were waiting for him, whoever this was. And there's a channel on YouTube called Psyched Substance. And they do a lot of psychedelic research on that channel. And he was saying that on DMT, he had a experience where when he went in to the DMT realm or whatever it was, he felt like he was home, or like he was with family, or like they knew him. They knew what he was doing. They knew he was like on some kind of mission here being Earth. And that one day he would return to them, but in the meantime, they knew, and he knew that he had to complete his mission, whatever it was. I mean, I don't know what to make of this, because I've never tried DMT. However, I'm doing my research. I want to be prepared, because I do plan on doing it eventually. I don't condone doing it, and I don't encourage it, because it's illegal, and it would be wrong of me to say to do it. However, I do disagree with the current criminal justice system and how messed up the system really is, especially regarding people with drug problems not even drug problems, but people who just use drugs, regardless. I think it's been gone about backwards, all wrong, and it's still being like that. But anyway, I'm going off topic there. I just had to put in a small disclaimer. But anyway, So I'm doing my research. Like I said, this book, DMT, The Spirit Molecule, is real interesting. There is also I think it's about an hour long YouTube video called DMT, The Spirit Molecule, which when I saw it, It had the author of this book in it, along with other people. I think Terrence McKenna's brother was in it, and I think some other kind of famous psychedelic people or spokespeople were in it, and there are just other people just talking of their psychedelic experiences. I think that were part of this study that Rick Strassman did, and it's a real interesting video, but it doesn't. It's definitely not the book because it's only an hour long, and the book is a lot longer than an hour. It's the audio version is probably about 14 hours or so. I would say, I'm not sure, but I would say. So, yeah, what's going on here? I put out a tweet, and it got quite a bit of gruesome legs to it. A lot of people talking about it and the experience. And, you know, a lot of people are just interested and want to know what happened and want to know people's individual experiences. And so, you know, when I do go down this, you know, when I do take DMT, I will definitely talk about it on this podcast. But, 'cause I don't know. I don't know what to make of DMT. And the trip is anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes long before you return. And so it's very short. Fast acting, relatively, you know, especially considering psychedelic substances and how, but even though it's 10 to 30 minutes long, the trip, or short, depending on how you look at it, I guess time has no meaning, or not much meaning in this DMT realm. And then there's different kinds of DMT. There's two different kinds. There's NM DMT, which is regular DMT or normal DMT, whatever. I don't know how else to describe it except as the normal or the more traditional one. And then there's the ME5 DMT, I believe, or ME05 DMT. And that is from the toad, or the it's like, I guess, comes out of like the pores of this toad as crystals. And it's actually legal in Canada, I believe, ME05 DMT. And it's not as safe as NM DMT. I guess people have died on ME05, where nobody's ever died on NM. But the breakthroughs are almost guaranteed on the ME05 DMT, whereas they might not be on the NM. You might just hallucinate and, you know, see colors and, you know, different things, but you won't break through. And I guess it takes about 3 tries before you have a breakthrough. DMT, and if you've never done it before, the one thing I've heard, again, including in this book that I've read, is that it is very important to let go or release or give in to it, whatever happens, you know, because, you know, it could be anything from tearing you apart. Like tearing your body apart, or your DMT body, your soul or spirit or whatever, your subconscious, whatever it is, gets torn apart by other creatures or beings. And don't fight it. Just let it happen for what it is. It's not going to hurt you. It's just going to, you know, maybe it might mess with your head a little bit, but, you know, as far as your physical body is concerned, once you're back and you're who you were before physically. You know, mentally a little different, because From what I've now, it's supposed to, like, especially with mushrooms, and there's other psychedelics out there too, like ketamine and I can't think of the other one, but the club MDMA, that's it. It actually is a cure for or helps people with like PTSD or depression, stuff like that. So it's a very it can help people. And that's the argument, is that psychedelics can help people. So it's helped a lot of people get overcome depression, which is a very serious mental disorder. And I think doesn't matter what I think, but drugs are just misrepresented in society. Now let's talk ayahuasca here for a minute. Ayahuasca is a little bit different because ayahuasca is like a DMT experience, kind of, not totally, because I know it's not, but it's like a DMT experience in the fact that you go off to this other realm, you leave your body, and but the big difference is that instead of 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes, ayahuasca can last 6 hours or even longer. And you're in this other realm and or other world or dimension or whatever. And ayahuasca is also different because ayahuasca is actually the name of the vision of the, I guess it's like a female entity that a lot of people who use ayahuasca experience or see or talk to, or this, I'm not sure, spirit, I guess, or god or goddess. And according to the natives in South America and Peru or wherever, shamans, ayahuasca is a kind of like earth or nature, goddess of nature. It's a female, and that's the experience people have, is as a female, you can just tell it's female, even though it maybe can't, doesn't look like a woman or act like a woman or anything. It's just like the energy is a feminine type energy. And then people have different experience with ayahuasca. She can lead you down many paths. People ask her questions in hopes for answers, and sometimes they get them, sometimes they don't. And there's a lot to ayahuasca, a lot more. It's a lot more emotionally and draining and physically, because when you take ayahuasca, you definitely throw up and vomit and I think maybe crap your pants also. I'm not sure, but I've heard that. But it doesn't matter. It's all about the experience, not about, the physical. I mean, vomiting, anybody can get by, or most people can. I know some people probably can't handle it, but most people can. So that's those. And then there's mushrooms. I spoke a little bit of it earlier, but my experiences anyway. But then there's people who are microdosing, I guess, mushrooms now. And apparently that is a whole other thing, or a whole other beast or whatever. It's like when you microdose mushrooms, you don't get the hallucinogenic effects, but you get the mental effects, like you don't see crap or see stuff or anything, but you experience kind of like positive, I don't know, positive well-being to yourself or your body, or positive emotions or stuff like that. I'm kind of curious about that. Mushrooms can get you sick too, just because of the taste. The taste is repelling. A lot of people crush them up and then put them in like little capsules and swallow them that way. And that's a good way to do it, you know. That way you're not chewing them and regurgitating them or almost because of the flavor. And the weirdest thing that I heard about these is the shared experience, where somebody, two people at the same time on LSD or on DMT or on a psychedelic, who are having breakthroughs or hallucinations or whatever, touch each other or get physically close to one another, and then they share the psychedelic trip. Usually there's one who's having the trip, and then the other person who's with them is sharing, like seeing the same thing, which is crazy in itself. So yeah, so there's that too. So what does that say? Well, Nikola Tesla has a famous quote. The quote goes something like, if you want to know, unlock the secrets or keys to the universe, then you must think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Boy, that, I thought about that for a long time. Like, what does he mean by that? You know, like, I mean, I get it. You know, you can get it literally, and you can even think about it and kind of think about it, but I think there's a lot more to that saying than people realize. And I'm just coming to the realization of what that means. And I think it's something that people need to learn on their own. And, but, you know, just to kind of, I don't know, in a nutshell, everything has its own frequency, or kind of like a radio dial, you know. Everything has its own tuning, and it tunes into that kind of frequency, but requires energy in order to be able to tune into that frequency. And then in that molecular level, everything vibrates, so that in order to even begin that, or to get that frequency, it has to be vibrating. So in a nutshell, that's kind of what he means. All right, well, that'll do it for tonight. I hope you learned something from that. If not, you know, well, it don't matter. Thank you for listening. I'm learning something from it, that's for sure. Just by talking to you or whoever listens, really helps me. And at the beginning, you hear my advertisement for making your own podcast. You can do that. So you don't have to, you know, use the one I use, but, you know, it helps. It helps. It gets a lot off, you know, when you want to talk about something. And there you go. You got a platform to do so if nobody's around to talk to. All right, well, I look forward to talking to you next time, which will be soon. Thank you for listening. Have a great night. Any info to contact information or any of that will be in the show description. And hit me up on anywhere to if you have any questions. All right, have a good night. With love. All right, so just a quick announcement. My stepson, YBC Wax Gaming, he just made an announcement that he's going to be posting a new video on his YouTube channel every Friday. So once a week, he'll be posting a new gaming video. He is very entertaining, very funny. It's YBC, your boy Chance. So YBC Wax, WAX Gaming. And you can find his channel on YouTube. So please check him out if you're into gaming, and or if you're into funny. Either way, you know, or both, you know, you'll get a kick out of his channel. Thanks.